listener.
G'day legends and welcome to another RIP episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week, Broden, Mark and Zach have an earnest chat about the creative process behind their brand new TV show, Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe, premiering April 12th at 9pm on ABC TV and ABC iView. Enjoy the podcast!
Hello, Auntie Donna podcast, the Auntie Donna, just Auntie Donna podcast, the Auntie Donna podcast.
Depends on where you look.
Fans, depends where you look. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a very special episode for you today. A serious one. We don't often, we're not often very serious. Often people listen to our podcast, they think it's crazy. Some people have called it
shit.
Yeah, unlistenable. So we are going to talk about something very special, very near and dear to us. It's a TV show that we made. we're very excited about it. And so we're going to do a bit more of a serious podcast. Well, not serious, but a bit more in earnest,
yeah,
some would say. As we talk about and introduce the world to our new sitcom that we made.
We play some like sad piano music.
Why?
Oh, because you like Sincere suggests, you know, like.
Sincere doesn't have to be sad.
Yeah, yeah. But I just, what you're saying, I'm like, oh, fuck, let's lock in. All right,
yeah,
let's do this.
It's very like heavy.
I don't mean it to be heavy. I can keep it up.
For me personally, we've discussed this off the podcast, yeah, but ever since, I think we should just be real here. Ever since the, ever since the Always Sunny podcast, where they just
talk about,
like,
it,
they just let it out, we've decided to do the same. So earlier, yeah, today, Mark really wanted to do a serious podcast. He always wants to fucking do serious, yeah, podcasts.
He wants to deep dive.
He always wants to deep dive. And I was like, that's for the Patreon.
He discovered WTF by Mark Maron last week, and he's like, why aren't we doing this?
Yeah,
and I
incredible
said, that's for the Patreon, man. And then Mark, you know, you're always just going, let's do a serious podcast. Let's do a serious podcast. And that's not what we do.
Yeah.
And that's what makes us special.
Yeah.
That's what makes us good.
Yeah.
But you just never, you always want to do serious podcasts in front of the paywall.
In front of, yeah. And I think, what's wrong with that is my question to you.
I just think we should be goofy and silly.
Well, why don't you be goofy and silly? And Broden and I will do.
You bring it up. I think you didn't want to do serious, did you? You just want to be sincere.
Yeah, it's not about being serious. It's, yeah, not about no jokes.
Yeah.
I love a gag.
Yeah.
Just work out.
But like no jokes. Like,
but not serious.
Not serious. Just in earnest.
Okay, great.
Just one where there's no jokes.
Okay, great.
You know?
See, but this is what I'm worried about.
What?
You just said no jokes.
I didn't mean no jokes.
I don't know, man. Because this is the thing, right? Initially, you were like, we should do a deadly serious one, talk about the, like, ins and outs.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but it'd still be funny.
Yeah.
But I don't trust that it'd still be funny. I think you felt some pushback. This is coming off as too real.
You're doing the Always Sunny thing.
I'm doing the Always Sunny.
Because you always do this.
There's an episode.
You always get fucking the Always Sunny. You, since you've always seen the Always Sunny.
Can I just jump in?
Yeah, jump in.
In the It's Always Sunny podcast, I believe they just go through and talk through all their episodes.
Episode.
And I point out to you guys, there's an episode where Charlie Day and
Rob McInerney.
Rob McKinnon.
McInerney? 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 McInerney?
Have quite an open, serious conflict
about
creativity.
The creative process.
And I watched it and I went, that makes me feel a bit sick.
It is, I imagine what it feels like for a metal band that's been around for 20 years to watch Some Kind of Monster.
Yeah.
Watching that clip is what it feels like for a comedy group.
Anyway.
This is the Some Kind of Monster.
Yeah, we're going to do a, because Coffee Cafe comes out this week on ABC Australia.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Or last week. Do we know when this is coming out?
It comes out today.
Yeah.
Ish.
No.
Maybe
it could. I don't
doesn't
know.
Matter. Stop doing this.
All right.
Let's do a fun, look at our series. We're interviewing ourselves about the series. It's a bit of fun. Take it away, Mark.
So, we made a show.
Sorry, time out.
It's called...
Mark.
What?
You insisted that this would still be light and funny.
Look, I love music. When music gets in me, the emotion of the music comes out.
Yeah.
So, it's not really my fault, is it, that this is going to be the tone of the podcast now? If something fun and upbeat was played, maybe it'd be a bit more exciting, but I go where the music takes me. I have synesthesia.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, we made a show. I don't even know if it's any good.
I don't know.
We made a show. It's called Coffee Cafe, and we're going to interview ourselves about it today, and we're not going to be mean to each other.
Yeah, we'll go around. Let's go around and ask each other a question.
A question about the show.
I just want to be clear to anyone listening. I was just doing a parody of another podcast.
Yeah.
Me and Mark agreed. We all agreed to do this podcast. And I agreed to be a bit grumpy.
Yeah. It's okay. I don't want people listening
and thinking we actually fought. No, I love you, man.
I love you too.
I love you. I love you so much, Mark.
Yeah.
And you're like the brother I never had.
You have a couple brothers.
Yeah, I've got one brother.
The music's upsetting them.
Yeah, it's really creative.
Cut the music.
I have a question for you.
Well,
I asked
ask
you
it
first.
At the same time.
No. Right. Okay. That's silly.
Okay. You're too silly?
On three, we'll do it at the same time.
So we are doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
You just said it was too silly.
Yeah, but I guess we're gone.
I thought we were allowing a little bit of silliness.
Okay. On three, we'll ask our same question. One, two, three.
What's the show about? What's the show about?
Great question. The show is about us, Zach, Broden, Mark. We run a cafe.
Yes. And why do we make this show?
Are you just going to ask me questions? Or
do you want to ask me a question? Okay.
Why do we make this show?
You always do this.
What does he always do?
You always fucking do this. Every fucking time you... Why are you like this? Oh, shit. Cut that. Why?
No.
The fuck is your problem,
man? I'm sorry. Cut the music. It makes Mark emotional.
It does.
Cut the music. Ask me a question.
Why did we make this show?
Well, I wanted to know why you made the show.
God, he's doing a silly character.
We really struggle with sincerity.
I don't know why you made the show. All I know is that I've got the longest legs in South Yarra.
What?
Are you a character?
Yes.
What's the character?
Mr. Longleg.
All right, Mr. Longlegs.
That's your birth name?
We got a new character, folks. They're here this week to talk about... They were born 15 seconds ago as a way of keeping a sincere podcast light. Please welcome Mr. Longlegs from South Yarra, who knows everything about Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe.
Yeah.
My legs are 7 foot long.
Yeah. Were you an executive producer on the show?
No.
Ah, fucking hell.
So I can explain his backstory.
Oh.
But I need sad music. The backstory, he was born in war-torn Longlegaville.
Yeah.
15 seconds ago, and he came to Melbourne, South Yarra particularly, and his only existence is knowing all the information about Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe.
Mm.
He has a lot of fun and joy in his life, so he brings something that's like a sincere podcast. He brings fun to it.
Mm.
Thank you, yes.
Where can I watch Coffee Cafe?
I don't know.
Still cut the music.
Cut the music.
You know everything about Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe.
That's your character.
Mr. Longlegs.
It's inherent in your... It's your soul. It's your spark.
My legs are long.
Yes,
too long. They sound too long.
That's 50% of what you are, right? You've got long legs. That's half of who you are. The other half is you know everything about Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe, which is on air right now on ABC iView-ish.
On air now? It's on air now?
You can watch them all.
On free to air?
We don't know when we're putting this out in the release.
But long legs does.
It's on ABC iView.
I moved to South Yarra.
It's not on air right now.
If you're watching it on iView, that's the way streaming works.
Yeah.
We're on air right now on Netflix. We're on air right now on YouTube. We're on air right now.
Okay.
On your on people's podcasts.
I'm still thinking free to air.
Yeah, I would probably go with Mark on this one.
The long legs, this is not what you're an expert in.
I'm just saying
you have to climb it. In air.
Why?
I'm up in the sky. Yeah, my long legs.
For those
of you
listening, you'll see it on the Patreon. This is a character who has 7 foot long legs. So he's not a 7 foot tall. He's, say, he's probably about 11 foot tall.
And based on the character.
As tall as an avatar.
As tall as an avatar. Yeah. And based on the character description, there are people with longer legs just in the next suburb, potentially. Because you said you have the longest legs in South Yarra.
I wouldn't know. I know there's no one taller in Richmond across the bridge.
Because he can see.
Oh, yeah. He can see, right,
and I can step over the river.
Well, the legs, 7 foot legs, wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
the
yeah.
bridge.
Well, I mean, anyone can do that. Yeah.
Whoa! Sorry, there was a gust of wind.
Mr. Longlegs. Mr. Longlegs, who's been born purely to talk about Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe, coming to ABC tonight. It's a show we wrote, acted in, and directed.
And directed. We directed it.
Mr. Longlegs, what's Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe about?
Whoa.
I answered that.
Okay. Well, I want to know from him
All
now.
Right.
I just want to start easy with him because I asked him one question and he didn't know.
But and it was a very
this
easy
This character
one.
Has right. been made purely to express information about Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe. So I just want to start soft for this character.
I just thought
he
did
needs
a pretty
to,
good job of answering it.
Yeah, no, well, great. Maybe he was listening and he can answer too. Mr. Longlegs. What? Mr. Longlegs. Tell us a little bit about what Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe is.
Before I get into that, I want to say one thing. One thing.
Yes, Mr. Longlegs.
I'm a daddy, but I'm not a daddy Longlegs. I'm not a daddy Longlegs, but I am a daddy.
Damn. All right, that's
so
fucking...
Mr. Longlegs is sort of barreling the camera. So
biting his bottom lip.
Maybe this is what, I think this is what Zach wants is the sort of cut up. For
yeah, maybe
this
will
week.
Be on the socials, bitch. You wanna?
Do you
just
want to
extend? Just play with that a little bit.
I don't know which one's my close up.
Just take a guess. Take
a
gamble.
I'll do it twice.
Yeah.
Okay. So now what's going to happen is Mr. Longlegs is going to do sort of like a sexual eye to camera. He's going to do the same line twice.
Yeah.
One for the wide camera in this room for Patreon and socials, and one to his tight shot.
Yeah.
Can
yeah,
you
yeah.
guys ask me? Can you say?
No, this is wasting Mr. time.
Longlegs. Mr. Longlegs. We've got to talk about the show. Yeah.
Just say, Mr. Longlegs. We will talk about the whoa.
Oh, we're a sitcom. It's in our opinion, the best thing we've ever made.
Yeah.
It's like our last show, but it has a bit more storyline to it
it's
and
got structure. And we
songs.
Have to go to an ad. I'm assuming we have to go an ad to an ad right now.
All right. Longlegs, we'll come back after this ad break.
Hey, whoa.
And you can do, just we'll go straight
we
into
do
him doing his
socials.
Daddy bit.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll see you after the break.
Yes, that's right. My name is Mr. Longlegs because I've got legs that are 7 foot long. But my first name isn't Daddy.
Your first name isn't?
Yeah, because
sorry,
I'm not a Daddy Longlegs, but I am a daddy.
You didn't bite
you,
your
you
lip.
You got to do the bite. You got to do the... Now you just
fucked. So you fucked that one?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yes, okay, it's fine. It's not an important part of the episode.
I really would like to get it
all right.
All right. I really think it's important.
Come on, and also, but before that, can you explain what a daddy is?
An older man who has a sort of sexual energy, sort of co-opted from the gay community. Now it's broader than that. It's just sort of a man... Maybe 30 plus who is...
Could be a daddy. Doesn't necessarily have to be a dad.
No.
Could be a dad. Doesn't
Pedro
necessarily
Pascal
have to be a dad.
Is famously a daddy who doesn't have children.
Pedro's a daddy?
I would say so. And he says so, yeah.
He says so.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's
are you
tall.
Also,
he's
you,
so,
he's
tall.
So tall. Also, are you
fuck,
outside?
He's large.
What?
Are you outside? You keep talking about... How a gust of wind
I don't know.
Is knocking you
know.
About. You don't
know.
You don't know.
Don't get into canon.
I didn't think this yeah. was just trying to keep it light. I didn't think we'd stay on the
Okay, I'm resetting. We're here with Mr. Longlegs. He's a daddy, but not a daddy Longlegs.
Yes. Yes, sorry. I'm sorry I said no.
Don't question me on
I'm
the
I'm sorry I said no.
He knows everything about Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe coming to Iview tonight.
Potentially.
Potentially.
Now, Mr. Longlegs, how'd you get so tall?
Whoa! I was born tall.
And what are the six episodes about?
I didn't realize you'd sent the email with the link.
Yeah, just, all right.
You've not watched the show?
Just.
You exist only. You exist only to talk about the show. Yeah.
Can you?
You have not watched the show. Is that correct?
Yeah, no.
How about this? How about this? How about this? How about this?
How about this?
How about this? Can you talk about the difference between Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun and this show? Doesn't matter if you've seen it or not. Just go off your gut feeling.
This one's more narrative.
Great.
It's pretty good.
Is it a? Is it? Like, what is it like? What is it, full narrative?
No, it's, I think Auntie Donna are experimenting with sort of what they do with sketches and how they push them into the extreme. They're doing the same thing with
I'm just trying to get a vibe on. I'm just trying to get Mr. a vibe on what's going on here.
This is Mr. Longlegs.
Are you sad?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
Mr. Longlegs is sad.
Why?
Everyone thinks everything I do is about my long legs. They think I moved to South Yarra because they started building towers in that suburb. But I didn't. I moved there because I was a big fan of Adriano Zumbo. Adriano Zumbo is a pastry chef from Sydney.
Famously, Weird Al Yankovic does not know who Zumbo is.
And he,
that podcast 9 months ago.
He put his flagship Melbourne store in South Yarra. And I moved to that suburb just so I could have his delicious macarons. Mm. It's not there no more.
Mm. What happened?
It was a bad location. Mm. George Columbaris and that French guy from My Kitchen Rules also
tried to open
restaurants in that location. It had no street frontage.
All right.
I imagine the rent was
Would
really
you plan
high.
On eating macaroons every day?
Oh, didn't you know? When your legs are 7 foot tall, you don't need protein. I live solely on macarons and sugary treats.
Do you know anything about the Coffee Cafe show?
Do you know anything?
No.
Cut the music.
Well, fuck.
Well.
All right.
Broden and I know a bit about it.
Can you just...
Why don't you ask us?
Yes!
Because I imagine you'd be curious
That's good,
about the show if you don't know anything about it. So why don't you ask Broden and I questions? We'll answer any questions you got about Auntie Donna's new sitcom called Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe on ABC iView yesterday.
Now.
I believe it came out yesterday.
It's out there.
It's on now, but I believe
Do you
it
know
came
for
out
sure?
yesterday.
Whatever you're watching or listening to this on, details are below.
Yeah. Also, whatever you reckon, I'm happy to go with
go
that.
Go watch it now because...
If it's out.
It might not be out yet. This might be like a teaser.
That's what I'm saying. The information's below the podcast, Mr. Tall.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Longlegs, what questions do you have about the show?
Is there pud in it?
Is there pud? Is there pud in the show? Now, why do you ask that?
It's all I've seen.
You've seen pud? You've seen the pud video?
I watched it on the tram here.
You were born, you got on a tram, you came here, you watched, fuck, I better watch a quick video. Pud came up, did you like Pud?
Yeah.
I don't think you liked it.
Yeah, you
did
didn't
you
like
Did you do that in your office?
Yeah.
Okay.
He
it's very
likes,
popular.
Mr. Longlegs apparently likes high production value, is that right?
Mm.
Well, we got heaps of, you should check out the 1999 series or the Glenridge Secondary College series, or better yet, Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe.
On iView now.
On iView, maybe. What other?
Ask us about the guests on the show.
Yeah, or something. Just anything. Stop being a cunt. Just fucking. Just being a real cunt about it. I know you got long legs, but it's no excuse for just being an abhorrent
How'd you
cunt.
Get on the tram with
your
long legs?
I was waiting for someone to ask that.
Just. I wanted to ask about
I go foot first and I go, whoa.
If you're living in South Yarra, I imagine, I don't know what you do for work, but I imagine you're living in an apartment. I don't know why
I live in the Capitol building.
In the Capitol building. I mean, now I don't know how tall the roofs are there. I wanted to ask about your ceiling height. I did want to ask all that, but you've decided to be a loathsome cunt. And all I want is to be asked some questions about our show.
That we all have a mutual benefit from talking about.
Yes.
No, I know.
And which purely to talk about, yet can't for some reason.
Because I haven't watched it.
But you have.
You have.
You have.
You have.
I haven't.
You
no
have.
Don't ignore the layer in which you have.
I'm not going to go into why. You have.
Ronan, I haven't watched it.
You have watched it, Zach.
I've sat in edits with you.
Zach, you've watched it.
I haven't watched it.
You've given huge notes on the show. And if you, in the edit process, you gave a lot of notes.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it but were giving notes, hugely damaging to the product.
Well, I was there for the shooting.
Yeah, but how could you respond to edits? Oh, not sure about that cut there. Would look at maybe, you know, shortening that or expanding that. Shit like minute details.
Well, you just have a guess.
Have a guess?
So you just go, I think there could be a bit more improv in that scene.
Could
you cut that first half down?
You did a...
That's a good point. It's a good point. He's doing
good. All right, explain. You did a full restructure of episode 6.
Yeah.
You went, I want to go in and restructure episode, act two of episode 6. Uh-huh. You went in, you moved some things around.
Yeah. Yes.
How'd you do that?
Did you see me in the room doing that?
I was away. No. I was away.
Good. No, I didn't see
that. But I saw the.
Hey, shuffle a couple of scenes, mate.
Wow.
I didn't say there was no one else was not in on it.
Well, that's a huge reveal to our audience. This show was edited by a madman. A true madman who just wanted to watch the world burn.
Who would give notes without having seen any of it.
Why did you do that?
Why did I do that? Because I didn't want to watch it.
Great. Mm. You wanted to wait till it was
I wanted to experience it firsthand with the audience.
Yeah. Right.
I wanted to be sitting there with the audience day one, which was yesterday or next week last week.
So when we did test screenings, when we brought in our friends and you were in the room and we watched episodes just to gauge whether people were laughing or not, what was your experience of those afternoons?
What was my experience when I was in the room?
Watching the episodes.
What's your memory of me in the room?
You were sitting next to me.
I remember he was like, he had those... You had glasses on, which you don't wear, and
usually.
They had eyes.
And my big...
Your eyes were open.
Brendan, what color are my eyes?
Well, they're a beautiful blue.
Now, what color were my eyes through the glasses on that day?
Pierce yellow.
Yes.
You weren't watching the show.
Did you piss in your own eyes to blind yourself?
No.
What? Sorry, cut the music. Cut the music. What?
No, what he got fake eyes put onto some glasses. For some reason, the eyes...
Whose eyes did you take?
I got them from a magazine. I think they were...
From a magazine?
I think they were Victoria Beckham's.
Her piss yellow eyes. We all know Victoria Beckham
has piss yellow eyes.
Fuck, there goes her as a guest.
Mm. Oh, God.
I should have called her turmeric spice. Turmeric can make things yellow. And
Barocca eyes.
But Barocca can be orange. But Barocca can be orange or...
But the piss. What colour is your piss when you're Barocca?
It depends what you've drunk. It depends what flavour Barocca you've drunk.
Yellow.
Always yellow.
Yeah.
Always yellow.
Yeah. I think yellow and orange are
what happened
so
long
close always to yellow. Each other. They're so close to each other on the colour spectrum that this is actually a redundant debate.
No. No,
if it's a deep, dark yellow, then it's bordering on an orange. Colors are divisions.
No.
Colors are divisions. We create societally. It's all wavelengths, man.
No.
Yellow, orange, a deep, dark yellow is an orange. You can both be right.
No.
I just don't think you need to have this
They
argument.
Are different. We are different.
I need some rock and roll music because I want to just quickly get this show back on track.
Mm.
I'm going to go top 10 things in the show. because it came out last night and everyone's loving it.
Oh, they are loving it. It is huge.
The tweets have been huge.
Yeah, and everyone reviewing it on IMDb was really valuable.
So set your clocks. 1 week to go.
No, it's out.
It's out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you, James. James Blake. Why is it that every time I hear James's name, I think he has the same name as someone famous?
You just made that up. There's no one called James
There's
Blake.
There's no one called James Blake?
Yeah, never. That's not true.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you can.
Every time I hear James Blake, I go, that's the name of someone famous. No, but is there no. Who am I thinking
James Blake is a producer of our show at the moment, doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
An incredible job.
Currently finding rock and roll music. There are a couple
Oscar was producing, couldn't be here. Had to hang out with Sophie Monk.
No, there's no one called James Blake. There and if you're going to say anything contrary to that, James, I would just look for that rock and roll.
No,
movie.
Is there? No, need to Google
it, Mark. No need to Google it, Mark. No,
are
need
you
to
gaslighting me?
No, we're not. I think you're just a little crazy. That's all. So,
he's an English musician, you fucking cucks.
No, he's James Blake.
Liar. Oh, James Blake.
Oh, James Blake.
You fucking piece of shit.
Mark. And whoever you want to play.
I'm Zach. I am Zach.
Okay.
Top 10 things about the show. Go.
I have to do all 10 or we go around
everyone's
make 10
gonna
up
have a 10.
Together? Everyone's going to have 10?
Yeah.
Do I go 1 and then Zach goes 1 and then you go 1?
Your
and then
10.
We go to 2?
From number 10, go.
You need me to do 10. So 10 being the best or 10 being the worst?
The worst.
But
the worst,
know, the
but I enjoy
number
all
10.
Of them. Wait a second. I'm going to...
Infinite What's amount the, of things you could enjoy about the show. Top 10 is still good.
Top 10 is still good. And I'm going
go.
10, 9,
go.
8, and I'm going
top
all the way
10.
Down
number
to 1.
10.
And then
number
when
10.
I'm done, we go on to Zach,
Zach
or we go on to you.
Or
go.
Broden.
Go
Zach,
now.
We'll decide after you. Go, 10.
It's just a lot. I think it would be better if we did, like, if we did a round robin and we did, like, 10, 10, 10.
Let's do a vote. Who votes that Mark does all 10 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
Okay, great. All right, so.
Mark voted for himself.
Number 10. The process of writing it. We had so many of our friends in it. We had a bunch of staff
Number
writers.
Nine.
We
Go.
Had Ben Russell came okay. and wrote with us. We had
the music.
Tony.
Cut the music.
I can't remember. Tony Martin. I don't know why I was thinking Tony Blair. I think it was because I just looked up James Blake, English musician. And you know, it was just such a beautiful time. I really enjoyed. We had Michelle. Brazier.
Vijay Rajan wrote it with us.
Yes.
Yeah, number 9. There's one good thing about the show.
No, there's more.
Wait a second. Stop the music. Play the sad music. Mark, how come the only thing you can think of about this show is the writing process? Come to think of it, how come you were wearing glasses with piss yellow eyes during the entire filming process?
Because, Zach, I died.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mark's been dead. Since...
We wrote the show.
Yeah.
This is new canon.
Yep.
After we wrote the show, I died.
Is this number 9 for you, by the way?
Yeah. And I had my cousin... Weekend at Bernie's me through all of the shooting until they could figure out how to bring me back so that the company could keep going and the show could keep going.
But every night in my dreams, you would give me... Mark.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's why you smell in season... You remember week 3, I kept saying, Mark smells like old meat.
Yeah,
yeah,
he did. Yeah,
I was rotting.
And you went that grey.
You went that grey.
Yeah,
but the makeup
team. This guy smells like old meat.
The makeup team did an incredible job.
So were they
job.
In the know? Did you have to like pull them aside?
They once maggots started crawling out of my mouth, they thought something was up.
But here's the thing. You've had maggots crawling out of
your
mouth.
You call you maggot boy.
Yeah.
Since well before. So I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good to know. So Mark, Zach didn't do the edit. Mark was dead for the shoot. These are fun
shoot
facts.
And the edit, it turns out.
Well, no,
came back
I was
to
back.
Life.
I was
he
back
was,
to the
yeah,
edit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Hit
Number
it.
8.
Number 8.
No, yeah, 8.
Number 8. The filming.
Of
we,
it.
We shot at Dockland Studios in Melbourne.
And what was next door? La Brea.
La Brea.
I snuck in.
He snuck in.
Did you? You're in the show.
He fucked the hole from La Brea.
You fucked the hole.
I fucked the hole
from La Brea.
From La Brea. Yeah.
God, I love that show.
Number seven.
Number seven. How many times? How many times we had laughed?
Six
on set.
Six.
On set.
Six was on set. You said that after six, so you can.
You like being
that.
On set.
I liked being on set.
Yeah, number five.
Number five was the catering.
Very good catering.
Yeah, the best catering ever.
Which I regret already putting in number five. Should have put that in number one.
Four.
Number four is my regret of putting, of saying the catering was number five. Wish it was number one.
Number three.
Number three. The casting. We have such a great cast in this show. Stephen Oliver is in there. I got to do a scene opposite. Stephen Oliver was some of the most fun I've ever had. I love Stephen Oliver. Number two. People brought us coffees. They were so nice to us.
Yeah, someone when we made web series, no one brings you a coffee.
No one brings a coffee. In this one, there was a runner, Eric.
If you're like not in the film biz, they walk when they bring you the coffee.
Yes, yeah. Eric has a little. He has a little brewery in Fitzroy. Eric, it's
number
sweet
one
boy, lovely boy,
number one,
great man,
number
sweet
one,
sweet boy and a lovely man. Number one was getting to make something a little bit different.
Your beard against the microphone.
Bombshell.
Do that again.
Making something
a little bit different.
Is that a bombshell sound effect?
Yeah, it's a little bombshell sound effect.
No,
Jesus Christ.
Did you think that his beard rubbing against the microphone sounded like an explosion?
I thought it was like
No, that's an explosion.
Wow. I just accidentally touched hands with Mark. Do you want to hear my top 10?
We don't have time.
I can do them real quick. I can do them real quick.
All right, real quick. Number 10.
Number 10. I loved how we kind of extended the take in that opening rude song. We kind of kept it on the two shot. And I think that created a tension that really created some fun. Number nine. Yes, I loved when we took the scene in the middle of the scary episode. There was a really long scene. We split it in half. I think that created a much better structural
sense. That's episode 5 of the Netflix show.
Of how it worked. No, the scary one of the ABC show.
Number eight,
I've got to say, I really liked when we took out a few lines in the second half of the last episode, and I realized in that moment that characters can communicate through action, through movement, rather than just
words.
So
you've seen it. This is edit stuff. This is stuff we did in the edit.
Number six.
You've seen the fucking show. You've absolutely seen the show. All your stuff had to do with the minutia. Of the
number five,
cut the music and put on the sad music because, Mark, I have seen the edit and I'm sorry.
Number four,
I'm sorry, no, Broden. Yeah, okay, let's keep going.
Drum intro
music
before the music kicks in on that rock song.
But then go back to the sad music because I've got a lack of dramatic. Number five. Feeling like I have to lie to my friends.
No one asked
so they
you to
think
lie.
I'm cool.
What?
Make I, think think I didn't was, watch the edit.
I thought he was 20% cooler when he said he didn't do the edit.
Why?
I don't know. She's like, I was like, fucking sick.
I mean, that's a ruse. That is a ruse for the ages.
Yeah.
Number four, sitting in that edit room.
Oh my god.
Every second or third day, and contributing here and there with notes and different ideas, and then being told that I have to lie by someone in this room who I will not name. Number three.
What?
Okay, number three. One of the two of you told me that I had to lie and say I wasn't involved in the edit.
Who said that and why? Oh, shit. That is a bombshell. I love not realizing something's a bombshell until the bombshell. Yeah. Sound.
That's the same. When you know the film by Jay Roach, Bombshell, about Fox News.
Of course, Margot Robbie.
I was like, what the fuck is this? The whole film, what the fuck's going on? And then famously at the end, there's a bomb goes off and you go, ah.
Yeah,
and that was a bombshell.
Yeah.
It was a bombshell.
Why would anyone do that? And why would either of us do it? And it wasn't me.
That was a lie as well. Number two, sad music.
No. Oh, it's both.
Yeah, just play both.
Number two, feeling like you have to lie to cover your own lie. Number one.
It'll be a bit up because it's a bit rocky as well.
This is very that like Radiohead beautiful sadness vibe. I would say that I really like
the Dillinger escape plan is what I would say.
It's got a bit, yeah. It's a bit mathy.
Number one is lying to your friends and them forgiving you anyway.
Yeah.
I love this show and I'm so proud of everything we've done together.
Yeah.
Well, I only have one, my top, cut
the fucking music.
I just had a realization before you do your top 10.
Do you need sad music?
No, it's just a quick thing.
Yeah.
When is our show coming out?
It's out today.
Or tomorrow. We're recording this a little earlier.
It could have been last week.
It's not coming out the same. We're not competing with Ant-Man Quantumania, are we?
I don't think so. And if we were, I wouldn't be that
concerned.
Because
people aren't going to watch the TV. They're going to come. They're all going to be at the theaters watching Ant-Man Quantumania.
Potentially, but there will be time when they're not doing that.
Oh, I don't know.
And
man.
In that,
people are back.
Insurmountable amount of time.
People are back since Top Gun Maverick.
Top Man Maverick.
You can't wear those skinny pants.
It's Top Shop for men.
That cool printed shirt, that cool shirt with the floral print and tight trousers. You can't wear that. You're too old. God damn it.
God damn it, Maverick. You are the best. God damn it. You are top man.
How are you at 60 pulling off? Anyway. Those boat shoes.
I only have one that encompasses my whole top 10.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In the episode where it's the blueberry burglar episode, for people, go and watch. We have extras in that episode, and we had Richard Roxburgh in that episode. Give it away now.
Just in case people haven't
seen the Red Hot Chilies.
Yes.
Anyway, and then we did it. One day the extra was there. This is not the Red Hot Chilies.
What?
This is the Red Hot Chilies.
This is the Red Hot Chilies.
Give it away now. Yeah.
And that extra... When Richard Roxburgh was there, I overheard her say, she went, oh, they've got Richard Roxburgh. That's good for them. That's my favorite bit of the whole process of making the show.
I have a bit. Can
you
I
did your
one?
Top 10.
Can I just do your 9?
Broden only did one and you won an 11th. That's selfish.
Yeah, but I feel like we got to pat it out. If anything, it's...
No, you do my 9, your 11th. 9, 11th.
You do the 9, 11th. And then I'll take it out with a song by the Red Hot Chilies.
Okay, great. And thank you. And we hope you enjoy the show. We really like it. We hope you like it too. Please watch it a lot and tell your friends to watch it.
During that same scene with the extras, there was one extra who was sitting in front of me who there's a reveal in that episode. There's something that happens at the end. Hitler comes out and apologizes. Straight up goes, shouldn't have done that. It's moving.
And you know what's most interesting about that is none of that is in the show.
But what is in the show is there is an extra who, upon the reveal, the big reveal at the end of the episode, insisted that their character was so shocked that they must stand up. And they were sitting right in front of me. they just stand up. Their character is so shocked they stand up. And it's one of my favorite offers in the entire show.
Is it in the show?
It is in the show. I made it into the
edit. Great offer.
Yeah, it's...
It's your highlight of the show.
I love it.
This show is our favorite show we've made, I think. Is that fair to say, everyone?
We only made two.
Plus everything ever.
Oh, you're counting all the other stuff.
In terms of everything we've ever done...
I liked Pud.
Pud is up there.
Well, obviously Pud, and then...
It goes, Pud, this podcast... I've had so much
fun.
This is one for the ages.
And Mr. Longlegs.
And then Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe.
We've got to go. And you've got to go. Watch our show, please. We beg you.
And then I'll take it out.
And so then Zach's going to close out with a song by the Red Hot Chilies.
just play that rock track.
And we'll see you next week. And enjoy the show.
Give it away, give it away, give it away, yeah. Give it away, give it away, give it away, yeah. Oh, I'm in California having some fun and doing some heroin with my friends. Give it away, give it away, give it away, yeah.
That was
Red Hot Chilies famously do very short songs.
Yeah, they're from the TikTok era. All right, enjoy the show. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.